Chamber Chats on 97.5 Y Country with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce.
We are joined by Sarah Spudholtz with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce, and we are giving you really some good information about our community. It's reassuring, it is awesome, and it is fun, and it's a way to get involved, and I'll explain both of these here in a second. But Sarah, you know, we've spent a lot of time where we have not had much social interaction. Obviously, we know this summer is, you know, better than last summer, but it's nice when we get to get together and celebrate the business community as a whole. And you do that and have that coming up here with Business After Hours, right?
Yeah, so this is actually our first Business After Hours of the year. Happens to be Thursday, so 2 days from now, at Hungerford Nichols CPA and Advisors. So if you're not familiar with Hungerford Nichols, they are a multi-location, locally owned, full tax and advisory service. They can do everything from personal to business tax, advising, financial planning. I mean, you name it, and their crew can definitely take care of it. And they also have an IT department too, by the way. So like when I say they are multifaceted. So we're really excited to be gathering together with them. It's been a long time. One of the biggest things that we've heard from a lot of people is like, I feel like I've forgotten how to socialize. I feel like I've forgotten how, like, what social cues are to like talk with people and to be around people. So definitely a great time for us to be planning this. It's the first one of many that we have coming up for the remainder of 21 and moving into 2022. And that's going to be from 5 until 7. It is free. It's open to the public. We are going to be limiting capacity just to so that we can all socially distance, but we do have some space available. So if you are a current member of the chamber, or even if you're not a member and you want to check it out and see what it's like to attend one of our events, you're welcome to do so. And you can simply just register online so that we have an accurate RSVP count.
Very cool. And that's happening at where again?
Hungerford Nichols CPA and Advisors. They're in the 800 Center, actually directly across from our office on Ship Street.
Very cool. I too am hungry for nickels and quarters and dollars. It's so great that they have that as their name and that they deal with finances. It's just perfect. All right. So not only that, but also, you know, we mentioned some other great things, successful things, and that also includes ribbon cuttings that are coming up too.
Yeah, so we have done 21 ribbon cuttings so far for this year, which is like, whoa, I know, right? The vast majority of those have been since April too. So it's been nonstop. We wouldn't have it any other way. But we actually start back up with ribbon cuttings. We're taking a breather break this week. We've got Business After Hours. That is our focus. But next Friday, October 1st, is our next one. We're going to be at Oak Title Services inside the Fort Miami Professional Building. We're really excited for that. It's going to be at 10 a.m. Anna has told me that she's going to get something pumpkin spice flavored. So if you are a big fan of fall, definitely come and check that one out. But it's a new title service here in Berrien County. It's actually their first and only location so far in Berrien County. They do have locations all across the rest of Southwest Michigan, Van Buren County, over by Sturgis, Cass County, so forth and up and across the state. But this is the first one for Berrien County. So we're really excited that they've grown here. And then we continue on with even more places like Lazy Ballerina, Nobu, Michigan, as well as Junior Achievement. So go, 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 Matt. Go, yeah. Go, go.
What's the Lazy Ballerina? I got a little personal interest in that one.
So we are going to be doing a ribbon cutting for the Speakeasy Room at the Bridgman Tasting location. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm That's super excited. Room. Every time I've tried to get down there to check the room out, like my schedule and their schedules just have not worked out. So I'm really geeked about it because I've seen the pictures. I know what Mel and Lauren are able to do. And even Gina, I mean, she's amazing. Shout out to your girlfriend. Yeah. so I know how amazing the entire crew is there. And I'm really excited to see this and celebrate with them.
Well, when you go there and you look at the tables in the back room, the Speakeasy Room, they're actually handmade. They're homemade tables by Jason, Mel's husband. So there you go. A little fun fact for you. Excellent. Well, Sarah, I appreciate you so much sharing and spreading the good word for all of these great businesses here in Southwest Michigan. And if we wanted to learn more information about this, if maybe we're not you know, a member with the chamber but want to, what's the best place to go?
Our website, smrchamber.com.
Excellent. Sarah, we look forward to chatting with you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good, Matt. Have a good one.
You as well.
Revisit our Chamber Chats with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce by opening the 97.5 Y Country app now on any podcast app. 97.5 Y Country.